A Reflection by Father Luis Sozano. Luke 1, 57 through 66, 80. A prophet is born. Time to be a mother. It's never too late to find your vocation. You don't need to know what it is when you're 10 years old, or 20, 30, or 50. But you need to find your purpose, your passion, and what gives meaning to your life, what makes life worthwhile. I once had a priest suggest to me that I walk through a cemetery. Yes, just as you read or hear, he made me walk through a cemetery. In that moment of solitude, I realized how fragile life is. I understood that I will be gone sooner or later. When you die, there are no distinctions in the grave. No matter what you've built in life, we all go there. Our soul goes to eternity. We won't be taking anything with us. There are times when people say to me, I work hard to leave something to my children. I tell them that their children will also face problems and possibly sell things that they've received from them. The only thing we can do in life is to leave a legacy. Closeness to death due to my vocation makes me value life and live one day at a time, with purpose and knowing that it's worthwhile. Life is not about running around. Life is not about paying bills. Life is not about taking kids to school. The key, the essence of life, is the legacy we're leaving. What are you alive for? What did God have in mind for you? Think about what problem God wants you to face. Look again at your purpose, which is worth more than any mistake. It's never too late. There is no one. This is similar to, it has always been done this way. Learn to face change and embrace what's new in your life. Don't be afraid of the new and the different. You are who you are, and you are writing your life, fulfilling God's will. Today, you are called to grow, but be adventurous and creative. Otherwise, monotony will take away the meaning of your life. Alexander the Great. Legend has it that Alexander the Great called his generals and requested his three last wishes: that the best physicians carry his coffin, that all his riches be scattered on the road while his coffin was being carried, that one of his hands be left in the wind for all to see. His generals were surprised and asked him to explain himself because they did not understand his last wishes. Alexander the Great said, I want the doctors to carry my coffin to prove that even the best doctors are powerless to heal in the face of death. I want the road strewn with my wealth so that everyone may see that all the riches gained on earth will remain on earth. And I wish my hand to move freely in the wind so that people will understand that we are born empty-handed and we will leave empty-handed. After the most precious thing, our time, is gone forever. Strengthen your life in God to be able to do a lot of good to a lot of people today. Never forget that something good is on the way. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.